across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Are we going to introduce you to an Ada Shub... What's it? Sorry, say again.
Ada Shubface.
Ada Shubface. Well, tell you why. We are going to be doing some roller derby now. They describe themselves as leopard print zombies on wheels. Well, at least their Facebook page does. The two of them in the studio this morning may not describe themselves as that. It's going to be good morning to Donna Kay Baps. And, well, I call her Jessica Rosen, but that is her skate name, you see, because they've all got skate names away from the aliases away from their real names. Yeah. From the Cambridge Rollerbillies. Thank you very much for finding the time to be with us. Donna, you've been with us before. I remember
yes.
you from the Sunday Breakfast Show from yesteryear. you're one of the top jammers. We'll have to start off by saying good morning to you and
good
asking
morning.
What a jammer is.
A jammer in roller derby is the point scorer. They have a star cover on their helmet and they will go around the track and score points by passing the opposing players' blockers with their hips. So
you go around. So what we're talking about is a suitable, let's start from literally what's underneath us, a suitable floor to start with.
Yes.
So what, parquet style, something gymnasium style, something that roller skates are going to go round well on?
Basically, the best floor is like a sports court, not sports court, but like a badminton court, so a nice wooden floor with the varnish. And definitely some teams have different like sport court, which can be very more grippy, and that can be advantage or disadvantage on the day. So yeah, everyone skates differently. And then there is the concrete, which is amazing to skate on, which we used to back in many, many moons ago. We had a warehouse and that was a concrete floor and that was lovely to skate on.
But you don't do that now, presumably, because you want a floor that has a little bit of bounce on it, because inevitably you are going to go over. You take a tumble quite regularly, I guess.
You can do. If somebody definitely clips you or hits you, you will fall, but thankfully we have protective gear on, so we're always protected and we don't get injured that very often, really.
We'll talk about your protective gear, because I liken it, as I said to you off air, to someone who's probably doing a little bit of ice hockey, but we'll say why I think it's like that. But when we go through all the stuff you have to don and that you actually have to wear. So you go around in one direction then?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise on an oval track.
Anybody ever choose? I must go back into the mists of time where the rules were, when the whole thing was formulated back in the 1930s in the USA,
mm-hmm.
the late 1920s, early 1930s, when roller derby first came along. It came from over the pond. It's something we've got as a sport from the USA, that you would go round counterclockwise or anti-clockwise. Whatever. I mean, you shouldn't really make a lot of difference, I don't suppose.
No, but it was originally on a bank track, so it was like up, so you would get momentum going round, but it was actually off the floor. And as days went past in like 2001, I want to say, maybe a bit before that, Texas Roller Girls changed it to a flat track. So it's actually more accessible for everybody. And then it came over to the UK, and that's where London brought it to the UK for us to then develop it.
Easier or better to go around on a flat track rather than a banked?
I'd say it's definitely a different skill. I personally haven't tried it yet, but I'm tempted to next year when I maybe go to RollerCon in Vegas.
Ooh, wow.
but at the moment, definitely flat track, I would say, is definitely easier, but I don't know until I try.
Yeah, if you're banking, you can go faster, presumably, around the corners.
Possibly, but I think as a blocker, it could be a bit more challenging, because if you're going upwards and you're trying to get in the way of a jammer, it could be more challenging. But for jammers, definitely, it'd be easier, because you just get loads of speed.
Motorsport years ago, way too young, even I don't remember Brooklands, but there was a circuit down in Surrey, which were the sort of almost dawn of motorsport. The old cars they would race in the 1920s, 30s, they built a banked circuit so they could go faster around the corners, and they thought probably safer around the corners. I'm not sure it would be if they did actually manage to fly off the top of the corners. So you come together as a roster. So
yes.
you also work out and break down as a, we should say, as an A team and a B team. So we've worked out that you go round counterclockwise, anti-clockwise, and it's an oval circuit that you use. So it's a bit like a sort of 400-metre circuit. But what is the length of the track? Is there a defined length?
There's definitely defined measurements. And say Texas came up with the measurements, and you have to, with the rules of WFDA, which runs the rules and regulations of roller derby, they actually have the measurements, so we get bye for those, and we are at game day, we will measure them out. But thankfully our lovely venue at Kelsey Kerridge and Camborne, they actually have it painted out for us, so it's so much easier for us to get that down, basically.
And Kelsey Kerridge It's a great venue to have because it's very central Cambridge and we can park in multi-storey and you can attract lots of people on a Saturday afternoon to come down and see boys and girls, because there are boys come and watch. Very much a predominantly a female sport though. Do you attract young girls into the game?
Yes, we have a handful of young girls that come and watch, and it's really lovely to see that they're actually encouraged to do a sport and watch a sport, and hopefully they will become... come into derby even at a young age. You can start derby in like 12 or like up to 18 and then become an adult skater at 18.
So you have junior events.
Is it worth giving a shout out to our officials as well, because they are any gender, mm-hmm. both skating and non-skating officials, so there's really sort of a role for everyone sort of in roller derby.
Definitely, and at the moment we have a handful of guys that are with us at the moment, and they're trying to push for a Cambridge men's roller derby team, and so we're very excited to see them develop too with us.
I noticed the American derby rather than derby, because you know, as you think of the Kentucky Derby on the horses, so you officially call it derby rather than derby using the Americanism? Is that?
I'd say personally it's derby is a place and derby is
derby's a sport. Fair enough. I'm going to go with roller derby from now on then. Thank you for educating me on that one. You can find many of the bouts, tournaments, jousts, call them what you like, online. Some of them have been put on YouTube, and if you think, oh, I still don't know about this because it sounds a bit of rough and tumble, you could go and have a look. But even better, probably, is to turn up to some of the events that you hold here in Cambridge along Gonville Place at Kelsey Kerridge, mm-hmm. and find out a bit for yourself. You've also got an open event, which is for this coming Saturday, where it's a meet and greet from you, the roller derbies, Cambridge roller derbies.
Yes, if you have ever watched roller derby, or even if you haven't but have a vague interest, come along, meet some of the team, sort of see what it's all about, come along, sign up and get involved. I got involved fairly recently, about a year ago, when I moved up to Cambridge, and it's been the most fun. So after a year of pretty much getting my skating skills up to track, because when I started I couldn't skate at all, so getting them up to speed, and now I've sort of started joining in practice in some of the sort of bigger scrimmages, which is so much fun. But definitely come along, get involved.
And you go around at a fair old lick, a fair old velocity, because when I did go along, I think, whoosh, this is fast.
That's it. You were on about the flat track early, and you can really feel that speed when you go round the corner. And so kind of when you're just starting out going around that corner at a lick, you feel like your legs are going to go under you. But they don't. That's physics.
I'd have to work out the physics another day. The only time I went roller skating, I don't know if it's still there. There's a rink over at Bury St Edmunds called Roller Berry some years ago, up on the hill in Bury St Edmunds, such as the hill is fairly near the railway station there, I remember, and we used to go round and round in a very sedate Sunday afternoon fashion there. It's the only time I had a go at it. I managed to sort of pretty much stay upright until, as you say, you could catch someone, and that's when you trip and then you take a little tumble, which can happen. So you talked about the officials earlier on. Some of you wear black and white vertical stripes, a bit like in basketball in the States as well, where they have the officials standing on the touch lines. Is that the same for you in roller derby? Derby, so, yes. Derby.
So officials split into two categories. We have the referees, who wear with the black and white stripes, and they will basically be on track on skates, telling us when we've done a bit, like been naughty, and we'll go off to the penalty box 30 seconds. And no, they're very great to have, because they teach you as you go along, especially the ones that we have with us at practice. They help us progress and get better every day. And then the other section is the non-skating officials. So if you don't want to skate, you can be a part of derby. You can be a non-skating official. You can help the officials keep us in check and keep us in the penalty box for 30 seconds. So it's a role for everyone.
30 seconds, I imagine going, rrr, 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 25 seconds, because you want to get back out there. a bit like the sin bin, I suppose, in rugby, where you know you can be timed out for a little while, and just time to calm down. The other thing we're going to say is about the kit you're wearing. Somebody mentioned that as well. You put on various pads, dental night guards, wrist guards. You also need your knee pads as well as your helmet and your elbow pad. I mean, it really does look, like I said earlier on, more like something that you're doing if you're going on the ice hockey for a bit of a face-off there.
I think that's just for those kind of one-offs that happen every once in a while when you do get sort of knocked flying, but that's not necessarily too regular occurrence. I'd say probably the biggest danger when you're starting out is to your little derriere, your bottom. I certainly had a sore bum for quite a few weeks. Luckily, I'm managing to stop more on my feet nowadays, but yeah.
If it's happening to you less, I guess, you know, so there's less sore bottoms going on there, Jessica. The other thing is that first played in 1935 in Chicago, Illinois, and it made it over the Atlantic to us. The other thing they wanted to try to do for next year's Summer Olympics in Japan for 2020, to try and make it one of the showcase sports, roller derby. It didn't make it this time. It must seem a bit of a shame that didn't happen.
It was disappointing. Derby is becoming more and more in the limelight, which is great. Like last year, the World Cup was in Manchester and it was on the BBC Sport. And then it was great to see the British Championships, which we were part of, was on the BBC Sport as well. It's great to see it finally get its limelight. And so eventually, if we keep pushing, it will be a part of the Olympics, because it's a very, it's just great to have a women's sport.
You work in divisions as well. So currently South one, or
yes,
what's
so
your level?
We're in tier one,
south.
In south. Yes, we were originally last year in tier three, and because of British champs, they had a rejig around, so we actually boosted up into two. So we were up in tier one now. We sadly lost all our games, but we're all so close. So we wouldn't be one of these teams that are going to be in the middle all the time, but we'll be fighting next year and see if we go to British champs as well. So are we on the up? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to say that. Always say, any team's got to say that. Psychology, isn't it? It's part of any playing, any football or anything like that. You're always on the up. You're always going to think positively like that. You got any local rivalries in East Anglia or other sides? Do we get any derby from teams, say, in Norwich or in Ipswich?
I'd say rivalry is a different word. Like, on the track, we're definitely rivals, but off track, we're not. We're best friends. Like, we have such support and love for Norfolk. They've always been quite close to us, and we played them this year, and they were absolutely lovely.
So it's a county team from all over Norfolk. You're the best girls, if you like, in Team A.
Yeah, so Norfolk, they're similar to us. They have an A and a B team, and we played their A team, and they're just they're lovely guys. And then there's Suffolk, who I think they're in tier two as well at the moment, so they're just a bit below us, and they're a lovely team. There's loads in East Anglia. There's a lot of teams, like a couple in Bedford. There's Essex, so definitely keep an eye out.
So we're really lucky, actually. We have a Cambridge team rather than a Cambridgeshire team.
Exactly,
so to be able to focus people on the city, people come and people go. Now, scoring then. Now, one thing I did when I did go along and do a bit of telly with you guys all those years ago was so I saw you chained together in about eight of you. So there were five. There are five on the track during each jam, and you mentioned earlier on, Donna, that you are a jammer. So there's 15 on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Do you have a captain who picks the people that are going to go out on a particular part of the session? You have to explain it through to me.
That's fine. So we have 15 people on a roster. We also have up to four people of coaching staff. So we have a bench coach. We also have a mirror bench coach. And then we have lineups. So basically the lineup manager comes to our practices and sees who works well and who works best with each other. And so they will put out on every 2 minutes, there will be a jam, and that lineup manager will put out who they think will work well with their jammer to get them out and score points.
So there's you on at the same time as the team you're opposing at the time. So that would mean that there'd be 10 girls on the track at that time?
Exactly,
so
yes.
So
two jammers and four blockers each.
Yeah. And I have seen you chain together. I know, I'm not imagining, it's not in my sleep, but where I've seen that you actually string together. Isn't that right? No? You actually form a human chain sometimes?
We have shapes. Basically, you can't actually link arms with each other. You have to almost like come together and use each other's force to stop people from moving. And so as derby has developed, it used to be quite like what we call a flat wall. So you'd be four people in a line, flat. And as derby has developed, it's called like a triangle. So you have two people and then you have a brace, which would be backwards. And then you have a spare person who could go and help your jammer do offense. So you do defense and offense at the same time.
And as a listener, if you like the idea of what you hear, then go along this Sunday from 2:30 to meet the Cambridge Rollerbillies. A meet and greet session they have. Be at well, actually get straight down and get in on a beginner's course on Saturday afternoon. The girls here, along with the rest of, well, many of the others that will be there, some of the roster, some of the A team, some of the B team you've got, will be there to go along and meet them. It's the Kelsey Kerridge Sports Centre. It's at Queen Anne Terrace here in Cambridge. You can, if you're not going there, on your bicycle. Just across from Parker's Piece, then there is some parking there at the multi-story. Find out more about roller derby as well online. There's a very good website called rollerbillies.com. And if you just search for what is roller derby, you can find out, or derby. I'm getting used to saying derby, ladies. You're also affiliated, aren't you, to the UK Roller Derby Association, which in turn, I suppose, takes all the rules from America.
That's right, yeah. So we're part of the UK Roller Derby Association, and that sort of came from WFDA, which is Women's Fat Track Roller Derby Association. And so it's good to be part of the association so we can come together as like the UK and develop roller derby and get more accessible to the whole of the UK.
Ladies, I hope we will see your sport being shown as an exhibition sport at the future Olympics. I think it would be great to watch, and I think it's really good for television as well, a really good television sport. And I hope it goes a lot further. I have to say to myself, I don't know why it hasn't sort of, shall we say, propagated in the direction of telly more than it has. It's nice to see that it was being televised from Manchester last
It's
time
on the
around.
Up, just like the Rollerbillies.
Yeah, it's on YouTube as well. So if you want to have a look at BBC Sport, it should be on the YouTube as well. So you can see last year's championships that we were playing on YouTube. So that's quite cool.
So come take part now is what we say.
Yeah. So come and meet the girls this coming Sunday afternoon. They'd love to meet you and show you some of their skills on roller skates. I've got a few spare roller skates in case people don't bring their own.
We do. You can rent out the kit, okay. So you're all safe. But with us, you'll be fine.
And the next, shall we say, event or match against another club will be?
October the 5th at 1 o'clock at Kelsey Kerridge.
There we go, October the 5th at 1 o'clock. Thank you both very much for updating us and unravelling the sport of roller derby.
No, thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for your support.
On Cambridge 105 Radio. That was Donna K. Baps and Jessica Rosen. Otherwise known as AKA from Cambridge Rollerbilly. Girls, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.